Hi, it's me. I'm just running a test. I hope you're recording up there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Your machine is recording this message. I hope this is a test. I'm going to get off now. Thank you.
Hi, you have just reached 365-6710. If you'll please leave your name, the time and date that you called, I'll return your call as soon as I can. Thanks. 618559. Thank you. Now until Monday, I want to make sure and be around so that I can see you and also you can get your speakers, okay? Bye-bye. 43883, if you do decide to go somewhere and you have a number that I can reach you at, I would be delighted to see you and we can spend the rest of the afternoon or something together. Anyone else who is calling, please leave your name and number, and I would be happy to return your call. Thank you.
Please wait for the beep. Gee whiz, Uncle Bob. You can do a little better than that for a phone message. I mean, I appreciate that it's your first phone message and you've never done this kind of thing before, but really, I mean, now please wait for the beep. You don't need to be that explicit. We all know about answering machines. Anyway, I'll stop hassling you and let you know that Terry and I have a lot to do tomorrow, so if we do go on a hike, it should be an afternoon hike after 2. And the dinner plans are wide open. In addition, Sean might want to do something. I don't know where that would stand, but he's in there. So I'll be home. I'll be at work, actually, tomorrow morning. But and tonight, we might be kind of hard to get a hold of tonight. So maybe it is good you have this dumb answering machine. Maybe I should stop making fun of it. Anyway, I'll try and contact you either tonight if we are available or around the phone, or tomorrow morning. Very well, then. Bye-bye.
I've waited for the beep. I am going to start speaking now. I am speaking now. Can you hear me? My name is Sean Kennedy. I am speaking now because I heard the beep. I will continue speaking until the tape ends. Now, I forgot what I was going to say. That's all right because I've got the instructions down pat. At the beep, I will speak, and I have spoken, and then I will continue speaking until the tape ends. I will leave my name, which is Sean, and my number. No, I won't leave my number, and I won't leave my message, because it wasn't that important. So, you're not home, too bad. I am going to stop speaking now. Are you ready? I am stopping to speak. When I say now, I will stop speaking. Now.
My name is Robert Kiesler. My telephone number is...
Hi, Jan. This is Bob. If you...
6-6. It is now 8:07 p.m. Friday evening, August 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 1985. My social security number is 5729241 0 6. My batch number is 1626. The extension at which I sit is 3148 at the Ultra Systems Exchange, located in Sunnyvale, California, area code 408-747-1821. I like my men rare with lots of Heinz 57. Thank you.
Hi, Bob. This is Dan. I'm in Philadelphia. My phone number is 215-557-6466. And let's see, it's Friday. It's probably 9876-620 your time. And 9:20 my time. Anyway, I'm probably going to go out to a movie or something. I'll be back here. You might be able to reach me.
Hello, Senior Adamich. This is Bob Kiesler. I'm afraid that I have overcommitted myself. You see, October 16th, I must travel to Los Angeles. I've just found this out. I'm not sure that I will be back in time to have dinner with your money man. So, I will call you later when I know what time my plane will be arriving. But to be
back. Hi, Bob. This is Dick. I just got back from having my eyes checked. If you get a chance, give me a call here at the house, will you? The number is area code 415-964-0607. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yo, it's, what the hell? Oh, actually, I guess you're probably still at work. It's about 4:30 on, Wednesday, and, I've been fighting the, some kind of a virus, not the AIDS virus, incidentally, but I did get your message about the ship from the attorney, like you. I thought it was, acceptable, certainly given that we signed off on Part A. Part B was acceptable as we're going to get. So, who knows? Anyway, listen, I'll talk with you later, young man. Bye.
Hello, Bob. This is Sean Kennedy. I understand Bob Kiesler is going to be at your place this weekend. And I wanted to get in touch with both you guys and see what was up. And basically, that's it. I naturally knew you wouldn't be at home, but I just wanted to leave a message here to tell you that I have my finger on the pulse of just about everything that's happening. So I'll be in touch, and feel free to call my place. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, Uncle Bob. This is Bob. It's about 6 o'clock or 6:15 on Friday night. Crony missed a train, I guess. I didn't find her at the Sunnyvale train station. So I'm coming back to your place. And, I told her that if she missed the train station, she went wrong, to just come back to your house. So she should be back there sometime tonight, and I'll be back in the next hour. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Michelle at Penn State today, and I haven't been anywhere near the phone. So I'm going to try them right now. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Uncle Bob. This is Bob Kiesler again. It's about 6:20, and Connie showed up at the Sunnyvale train station. She just took the wrong train, and it didn't really matter. So we're on our way over to John's. But I called Sean, and Sean is going to a football game tomorrow, and then tomorrow night he'll be free. So what we'll do is we'll come to your house around 6, and Sean will call around 6, and then we'll probably go over there and eat dinner. So we could maybe still make a roast and bring it to him, or I don't know. Gosh, I didn't work that out with him. Why don't we do that? Why don't we make dinner, and then we can, like, bring it to him? Because they will have been at this football game all day, so they wouldn't. Or else we can just bring pizza. Maybe we should do that. We'll talk about it. I'll call you later. Bye. January 3rd, 1991. And it's about 7 o'clock. And I am calling because I have two requests. One is pretty normal, and the other is rather unusual. Okay, here's the normal one. My business meeting, you know how we were going to spend that Friday together? Well, they rescheduled it, and they kept rescheduling it. And it finally ended up getting scheduled for January 11th, which is a Friday itself, which means I have to be in a suit and tie by Silicon Valley by 9 o'clock. And so I'm wondering if Thursday night, January 10th, I can spend the night at your house. Weird request. It turns out that Branko Grosogno just happens to be coming back from Yugoslavia for his Christmas break on January 12th, which is a Saturday night. And rather than someone else driving over to pick him up, I thought I might pick him up. Well, Branko's girlfriend, Connie, really wants to go. She really wants to come pick him up. And she would come down with me Thursday night, and then I guess I would take her with me Friday night, and we go see John Robinson. Then I got to go see Donna's dad on Saturday. And then Saturday night, Branko gets in at 10 o'clock. And by the time he goes through customs and stuff, it might be about 11. And then the three of us would try and come back to your place, and Connie and Branko could sleep in the bed, and I'd sleep out on the couch. And then maybe Sunday we could all go do something up in the city on our way out. Now, is that weird or what? So, call me and tell me what you think about that. And, you know, if it's a bad time or anything, Bob, don't worry. I understand completely, and we can make other plans. And I'm going out to Costco tonight with Donna. We probably won't get back till close to 9 if you want to try and call back tonight. Or you're probably out having fun anyway. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
He said he wouldn't charge me for that.
Oh!
So, that was nice. Yeah. Yeah, anyway,
well,
the insurance takes care of it.
Good. I'm glad you had a good experience, Sean. I like him. I, you know, been out to eat with him lots of times, and I talked to him on the phone, and he's very bright.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, he is.
And he changes the subject every 10 seconds.
Yeah, I know. That's what I noticed about him. He's you know, he goes really quickly from one thing to the next. I mean, he's just like...
Yeah, and I have to say to him, hang on, we just didn't finish what we were talking about, you know?
That's because the way he works, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he puts himself in this space where he just does work, okay, you know, boom, X plus Y plus Z equals this, let's do this, okay, on to the next thing, you know?
Right.
And then that's how he is, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it turned out good. You know, I figured it would.
Yeah, he's good doctor.
Yeah. Well, now I'm getting to be everybody's uncle, you see.
Yeah.
That's good, Uncle Bobo.
Uh-huh. You'll have to, you know.
When I call, I'll say, this is Uncle Bobo.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you get going, and I'll see you today. Oh. What do you think is, I'm going to give them money for a present because, you know, I don't know what they'll need. I have absolutely no idea, so I'm just going to get them money. How much do you think is appropriate for someone
good Lord,
like me?
I don't know, Sean. I went to Macy's and, you know, they have their stuff registered there.
Yeah.
And their dinner set was $225 a place setting.
Wow.
So I didn't do any of that. I bought them 3 champagne glasses, and they were $25 a piece.
Wow.
So I think a $25 donation
or... $25 to $50?
Yeah, somewhere.
I was thinking $35.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That's a nice in-between. And it's within your budget. You know,
it's within my budget, and, you know, I don't want to get them something that... You know,
because they'll get 16 toasters. And
that's right. So I figure give them the money because they're going to need money anyway, you know. I mean, if they have enough of guys like me giving them money, they'll be able to finance their honeymoon or something, you know.
Right, or buy a case of condoms.
That too. Why would they need that, though?
I make balloons.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have you heard from Dan yet?
No. Mm-mm. I don't even know if he's got in town. You know how he is. I have a feeling he pulled in town late yesterday evening, but that could not be correct. Or yeah. Who knows, even this morning.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to piddle around on the way here. He just loves that.
Okay.
So
right,
I hope nothing, you know, it's funny that...
I'm sure that he would, if his truck broke down or something, he would fly out just for the day or so. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he'd get here or something. But see, I figured if he got in, you know, they have the rehearsal and blah, 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 and he's probably with his family, see?
Is he really driving back here?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he's got a lot of stuff. See, the house is, this is also not only a wedding, they sold the house. This is the last time the family will be at the family home.
Yeah, that's true.
See, and then I also have those $3,000 worth of speakers and equipment for him.
Yeah.
You know, to take back.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to make him do to get them, but I'll have to think of something.
Okay, I'm sure you will. All right. Well, I will see you today.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bob. I can be reached at the following Colorado number until November the 12th, 719-561-8559. You can still leave a message on this machine if you'd like. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Like I say, in the next 5 to 6 days. Bye now.